Hey, podcasters. Clazy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, where'd you leave the baby?
Suggestions for Matt's hits from your hood, Manning.
And Kimber has a crack at Boost Oxygen in a can.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. The Big Breakfast catch-up is for Dale Alcock.
Testing.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
This is a great product.
Kimber has a crack.
Kimber has a crack. This is when I buy products or services and try them out for you to see whether it's worth you wasting your money on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, this one, it's part one of Kimber has a crack today.
Okay.
There's going to be two parts today because I'd like you guys to try this one out first.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, what it is it's a 95% pure oxygen in a can for recreational use.
Great.
We saw a story on TV in the last couple of weeks that was basically about, oh, how good is oxygen in a can? This is great for hangovers and altitude training and stuff like that. And
sure.
I thought, really? We're paying for air now? Let's give it a go. So
yeah, that is bizarre.
It's meant to boost performance, enhance recovery, reduce fatigue. And I thought, we are super nice and tired this morning.
We are. Yeah.
And so I thought, I'm going to recruit you guys to have a go at it now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to track your progress across the morning and see what you think.
Okay.
Okay, so Clazy, I'll give this to you first.
Right.
The can feels weightless, but it
does.
It's because oxygen doesn't weigh anything.
Sure, it's not empty.
It does definitely.
So am I going that way?
Yep. No,
other
the
way,
other way.
Right.
Other way.
Yep,
I've got a big nose, though.
No, put it under your schnoz.
Yeah, okay.
And then suck it back, push it down and breathe in.
Yeah, baby.
Hi!
Okay.
I just want to do that voice.
You have a go, Matt.
Yeah,
as long as you can hold it in, you know, try and hold it in your lungs or whatever.
Don't worry, I'm good at doing that.
Yeah, can you have it longer than mine? There's a very quick.
Good job.
You got a lot more than I did.
It's good.
Someone, you okay?
Someone put the sausage rolls on.
It's got the munchies.
Okay, so we'll see how you go. See if you notice any differences.
Oh, I already feel better.
Is my head spinning?
Really?
No, I mean, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it later this morning. We'll continue to see how the oxygen.
Sorry, that was the wrong can.
Yeah, sorry, you did just suck back more tang.
It was the bug spray.
I don't know why, but I feel like doing a Sudoku.
Oh, really? Okay,
all right,
go for
it. Well, leave it with us. We'll track it across the morning, let you know how this pure oxygen in a can goes.
All right.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Testing.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
This is a great product.
Kimber has a crack.
Kimber has a crack is all about me testing products. I buy products. It's unbiased. I just pay the money, buy them and try them out for you and tell you whether they're good or not.
Yep.
So that you don't waste your hard-earned dollars.
Sure.
Okay, now this one is called Boost Oxygen. It is 95% oxygen in a can.
Mm-hmm.
The theory behind the oxygen in a can is that it boosts performance, enhance recovery, reduce fatigue, and it can be hangover relief.
Okay.
Okay, now it's $33 for a 6-litre can, and that's about 150 inhalations.
Okay.
It's up to you how many inhalations you use. They don't even suggest on the can how much you should take.
Okay.
So
you can binge like you're watching Netflix.
Well, like I checked just to be certain because too much oxygen can kill you, but apparently you have to do that for 2 or 3 days before it's a problem.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're safe.
Okay.
So,
sounds like a song. Too much oxygen can kill you.
Now, it's easy to use. It's a lightweight canister, and apparently you can use it at any time. So I tried it after a long day just to see how it would go.
Hey, can you make me?
Sorry.
Just unwrap the plastic, and it says to hold it over underneath my nose and over the mouth and press the trigger down to activate the flow and just take a great big breath. So, all right.
Mm.
I held it
for a little bit longer. I feel like it didn't quite go in my mouth a bit. Like you can kind of, I sort of want to have another go. I feel like if you think about it too much, it feels like something's happening. Like it feels like something, maybe it feels like my head feels a bit lighter, but I'm not sure. So I started to wonder if it might be psychosomatic because I was already imagining that something would happen. So then my partner James tried it before and after some push-ups.
Did I get enough? Nothing happened. I don't know if it made any difference. I honestly don't know if this has got anything in it, to be honest. I can have more recovery. I'm sure if I was like hiking or something, it'd be really good. But seeing as I'm just stood here, done a few press-ups, I'm not convinced it's helped.
Okay, so not a huge result there for either of us. But our friend Linda had a hangover last week, so I ran to her aid with a travel can.
She was a bit seedy.
And this was her review.
I found it worked really well. It was a bit like you'd taken a couple of Panadol and it finally kicks in, but I felt that sort of almost instantaneously, so it was good.
Wow.
Okay, so she said good for the hangover, took away her headache in particular, and then I said, well, keep using it for a couple of days and see what you think.
Yeah, I've got to be honest, I didn't notice a real difference. On a day-to-day basis, I didn't feel that energy kick or whatever that they're claiming that you do feel. I didn't feel that.
Oh, unless she's honest.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got you guys to try it at 6:20 this morning. Matt, you were feeling particularly tired today.
Yes, yes.
What did you guys think?
I thought, you know, I'm wondering now whether it was a bit psychosomatic, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? If it made, it did give me a little boost.
Yep.
But I'm wondering if it's a bit like those parsley cigarettes that Boogie and I used to sell for $5.
I mean, you know, on aeroplanes, they give you the oxygen to keep you in that sort of calm state of mind and stuff. So, you know, we can suggest that oxygen does do something for you.
Yeah, and Linda felt better after the hangover. And if you're only taking it when you don't feel great and you feel better, then awesome.
Have you got any sage, rosemary or thyme cigarettes?
How about you, Claire?
Okay, I don't know if this is just psychological as well, but I felt a little bit dizzy and woozy since I had a crack.
Oh, really?
Honestly, yeah. Now, I don't know if I was going to feel like that anyway.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Just the reaction I had. I felt like that for the last almost 2 hours.
Oh, it's continued.
Yeah.
So not a nice feeling for you.
No, no. And whether that's to do with the oxygen or something else.
Is there anyone that enjoys feeling dizzy and woozy?
Well, look, I'm going to say I'm going to give it 2 cracks based on the hangover relief part.
Yes.
Because I feel like, okay. And given also that I haven't taken it with me for high altitude training or to China where the air might be rubbish.
Sure. Right, okay.
You know, because if you want pure air, this could work. I got my can through boostoxygenaustralia.com.au. If you want to try it out, I'm saying 2 cracks, $33 a can. Maybe it's good for you. Give it a go.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah.
Okay.
Leave it like that. Leave it up to people to have a crack.
Yeah.
Give us enough a go on that, will you?
Love it.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
We told the story about the woman who unfortunately was on a flight and then realised, whoops, we have to turn around. I've left my child at the airport.
Oh, it's just such a terrible thing. And our phones lit up. We can't believe how many people it's happened to. Mm. Trevor's in Gosnells. Trevor, where did you leave the baby?
Well, it was my wife and her cousin 50-odd years ago. They had a party and because two brothers married two sisters, the kids all looked the same.
Yep.
And when the party had finished, they'd grab a baby each and went home and that was the wrong baby.
Oh, brilliant.
Wrong family member. Whoops.
Yeah. But they go, oh, there's a subtle difference there. But they still look the same today.
Trev, how long did it take to realise the mistake?
Oh, a couple of hours. They put them down and they tucked them in and the nice big black curly hair and chubby little cheeks, and then they got John to put them in the bed and they go, oh, hang on.
Well, hang on. Didn't we have a boy?
That's not mine. Yeah, first change would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Perfect. Thanks, Trev.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys.
Wicked.
happens a lot with twins, doesn't it?
Sally's in Whiteman. Sally, your parents left you somewhere. Where'd they dump you?
They left me in the pub they were running. So so this is about 38 years ago. They were both running a pub and they sort of went to a party afterwards and got to the party, were there for a few hours and one went, where's Sal? And the other one went, I don't know, I thought you brought her, because they went in separate cars. And then they had to get the security to let them back in, and there I was sitting on the pool table on the in the bassinet.
Hey. Oh, fantastic.
A couple of hours at the party?
Because they got there separately, so it wasn't until a while later that one went, oh, where's Sal? I was, oh, she's in the bedroom. I thought you got to know.
I've got Sal, got this covered.
Oh, wow. Gee, they're lucky they're babies too, because you can't get very far.
No.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, they had to get the security to let them in back then, and so they couldn't even keep it a secret. So
I wonder if the security guard had a judgy face on them.
I know. It'd be great if he was listening right now, just remember.
Hey, Sal, all these years later, you're a champion pool player of the family?
No, Dad was.
Didn't have the influence sitting on the pool table. Well,
awesome.
No.
Thanks, Sal.
Let's go to Two Rocks. Paula, where did you leave the baby?
Oh, well, you wouldn't believe it, but remember many moons ago when you used to catch the bus from Two Rocks to Perth City, the old MTT buses?
Yes.
Right.
And you used to hang your pram upon the back of the bus.
Oh, I remember it well, yes.
And this woman come storming down the aisle like somebody had hurt her, and she's telling the driver, stop the bus, so he broke, and baby was all okay, still sound asleep, but it just goes to show you that alcohol doesn't have to be involved for your baby to be misplaced.
So, Paula, I'm assuming that the stroller was put onto the hooks on the back of the bus with the baby in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
On the back, yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, one of those lovely mustard style vinyl prams that are around.
Oh, one of those old. Yeah. Certainly do.
Retro,
one of those
retro
types, yeah.
Oh, that's a great memory. And I've just had it flashing back to those buses now, too.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, they were the good old days. You know, the two hours from Two Rocks to, you know, the middle of the city. Now you get to Butler and you're in the city in, in what?
In
20 minutes.
In the blink of an eye.
Wow.
Absolutely, in the blink of an eye. Okay, take care, everybody. Toodaloo.
Oh, toodaloo. Good on you, Paul. Toodaloo. I remember those prams on the back of the bus.
Yeah.
Wow. No doubt Sally's liquid nails holding those hooks on. The
I remember some kids from school holding onto those hooks too, going for a free ride.
Yeah, too right, yeah.
Even on your bike. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The Big Breakfast this morning with our mates at Dale Alcock, the team there, working very hard. And, of course, if you're renovating or developing, you're in safe hands with Dale Alcock.
Yeah, great to have him on board the show. Thanks very much. And, you know, if you're developing your block, you can profit more and stress less with developments by those guys.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Good on you, Dale Alcock Home Improvement.
Yeah, good to have you involved. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastwick Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood. You betcha, Manning, Manning, Manning. Stockard Channing.
Hey, there's an old name. She was in Greece, wasn't she?
She was in Greece. She's a great actor.
Rizzo.
Yeah.
Hits from your hood, Manning. You don't know a lot about Manning, so we've asked people to go on the Facebook site and tell us what they know about the place.
Need some help.
They said there's a lot of great transport so far and that it's a really lovely spot.
Yeah, which, you know, sounds like a good place to live, easy to get to, good buses, not far from anything really.
No, but you also need maybe some song suggestions to help you out. And also because our listeners really love doing that. You guys all message in and go, hey, for that song, Matt should do this. So we thought, well, let's give you an opportunity to actually make suggestions.
There has not been a Matt's Hits from Your Hood that I've done that I haven't used some information or a line from one of our lovely listeners.
May not be people who necessarily live in Manning right now.
No.
It might have been people who were there years ago and just remember things. You know, the sort of memory of your area or where you grew up or whatever is always very strong.
Maybe you had your first kiss there. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe you had your first kiss there. Careful.
Oh, Manning. You
well,
temptress.
If you're thinking Manning, you've got a song in your head or you've got a line you'd love to sing and help Matt with, give us a call, 133353.
Yeah, okay. Please, because it's actually, you know, Manning. There's not, you know, some suburbs, you just, as soon as you hear them, a song pops into your head.
Yep. Okay, this was a bit trickier.
This is a tricky one. This is a tricky one.
Okay. Kimber, have we got some suggestions?
Kimber, have you got something?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I think you should go first. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I haven't practiced this to the music, so
that's all right. No, I'm the same, so that's good. I'm glad you said that.
Let's go.
Okay, here we go.
I like it.
Better start dreaming of the quiet life. It's a world you've never known. Beautiful streets and gorgeous parks. The place has really grown. So close to the city, you can catch the buses there. A stone's throw from the river. It's up to us to move to a town called Manning.
Hey. Oh,
nice work.
And we got to hear the jam. Town called Alice. Thank you, Kimber.
Oh, well,
there you go.
That's already about 50 times better than anything I've come up with.
That's really, you know what would be really cool? If someone like Kimber there came out with a suggestion and you changed your actual song and went, oh, I think I might go there.
Don't worry, I'm thinking about it.
Well, that's the song that came to my head when I thought Manning. How about you, Claire?
I'm going with a rock song. Okay, this is very, very short. You ready? I'm going to practice this. There we go.
Baby, it's AC Manning yet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You're never going to forget.
They got so much good stuff in Manning.
Baby, it's AC Manning yet. Yeah. Let's go to Manning.
All right. it.
You guys are getting much better at
this.
We
are, aren't we?
We're pretty rubbish a year ago.
I feel like we are.
You were, and I could sit back and laugh at your terrible suggestions.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you're better than me.
Hey, Paulie, did you do a song this time?
No one asked me. No.
Oh,
no.
Geez. Oh,
obviously, I let myself down last year, and I don't get asked.
No, we love you doing
but
them.
But we laughed our asses off.
Sorry, buddy.
That can't help.
That is my fault. I was meant to find you, but you were upstairs scoffing the chicken from yesterday's lunch meeting.
Yesterday's chicken. Have they got many chicken places in Manning? We'll send Paul down to investigate.
Send Paul there.
All right. Well, look, if something's come to your head, if you've just suddenly thought of a song, even if it's just a line that you've got, call us now, 133353, and give us your hits from your hood suggestions for Manning.
Yeah, maybe you're related to Henry Manning.
Oh.
Who was the person in 1856 who purchased the land.
Oh, okay. Oh. What, there's the whole lot?
Yeah, there's probably some Mannings still in Perth.
Probably.
Yeah. He also got the Mount Henry and the Mount Henry Bridge and...
Oh, Mount Henry Tavern.
I wonder.
Now you're talking.
Just saying he's probably bought the whole lot and then just thrown his name on everything.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Rock and roll.
133353.
Come on, help me.
Yeah, we expect the song Friday.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Dreaming of another song with Matt's Hits from Your Hood.
Yes, Manning. You two have blown me away with your suggestions. I'm really questioning my position in life, to be honest with you.
Well, the thing is, I mean, we've learned from the master. We've been around enough of your suburb songs now. You've written about 40 of them.
Oh, I thought you meant Guy Sebastian.
We're starting to get better at them. And so we're asking you to call in if you've got a suggestion for a song for Matt. 133353. Joanne from Salter Point. Oh, that's close by. Oh, so Joanne neighbors. Might know her stuff. G'day, Joanne.
Good day. How are you?
We're good, Joanne. So Salter Point, you're a neighbour of Manning's.
I certainly am. I did live in Manning and then moved to Salter Point because I love the area so much.
Yeah, beautiful spot.
And walk my dogs there every day.
Yep.
And also teach two classes in Manning and have done, well, one of them is a seniors dance class called Sing and Swing.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, they're getting swinging?
Every Friday, and that's a great class, and I can make sure the seniors of the area connect together and have lots of fun whilst dancing and stretching and exercising.
Super important. Good job, Joanne.
Okay. Yeah, and Joanne, if you could throw a few sort of descriptive words about Manning, what would you tell me?
Parks, shops, library, classes.
Sounds pretty
friendly.
Good.
Friendly, like it, parks, shops, done.
Okay. Do you have a song suggestion off the top of your head, Joanne?
Oh, I have been trying to think because I use lots of, I think an older song would actually suit me because it's got it's got a great senior vibe happening.
Okay.
Well, you got a lot of swinging oldies,
Maybe a bit of Sinatra or Dean Martin along those lines.
Yeah, okay. Dino Martino.
I love Kimber's rendition earlier.
It was very good, wasn't it?
I love that. It was great.
Thanks, Joanne.
Okay,
it's
thanks,
Kimber and
Joanne.
The
Jam.
Yes. Oh, good luck. Listening to it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Parks, shops, and a lot of glucosamine tablets.
All right, got it. Let's go to Caversham. G'day, Phil.
How you going?
Do you have a suggestion for Matt's Hits from Your Hood? He's doing Manning on Friday.
Yep. When my baby smiles at me, I go to Manning.
On the river. You see, you missed that line he just threw in there.
Sorry, yes. Phil, you old showman. That's
no,
a beauty.
And it does fit in with Joanne's suggestion of doing a slightly older tune.
It does.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. That's excellent. Thank you so much, Phil.
Okay, I'll leave it with you.
All right.
Good on you, Phil.
Thanks, mate.
Well,
see, that's started me juices flying.
Yeah,
because a bit of Peter Allen would go quite well, actually.
And it's only Wednesday. You can turn it around in time.
Oh, you know me. Last minute, Matt.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
The previous short tease of the new Aladdin film, remember they showed that through the Super Bowl?
Oh, that's right.
It made fans nervous because Will Smith's genie character may not live up to the standard set by Robin Williams in the first film.
Yes. Sure, which people love.
Yeah, and people, you know, Will Smith has been open about it saying, I can't be Robin Williams.
No.
I'm trying to make the character my own just commit to it. So a new trailer has been released to try and quash those fears for the fans.
Hey, can you make me a prince?
There is a lot of gray area in Make Me a Prince. You look like a prince on the outside, but I didn't change anything on the inside.
I thought a princess could go anywhere.
Not this princess.
Do you trust me?
Okay.
And Aladdin is huge. It's one of these ones that it's a musical that until it came here and tour and until those things happen, I didn't realise how many people love Aladdin.
Yeah.
It looks visually impressive, but it's very CGI.
Right.
It's live action, that type of film, but very CGI. I'll be interested to see what people think. It is going to be in cinemas May 24.
It does still just sound like Will Smith, right?
Yeah, it does.
Although that's what they used to say to us in acting school. When you're playing the king, you don't need to play the king. Other people play will make you feel like the king.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Anyway, that went off on a tangent.
No,
sorry.
That was profound.
That's all right. Put that in your notes. Yeah. Whopper students today.
Yeah.
James Corden has played a prank on David Beckham, the soccer star. Beckham was expecting a huge bronze statue of himself after Major League Soccer wanted to salute his epic spell in LA from 2007 to 2012.
Yep.
So they said, we're going to make you this great statue. And while Beckham has been seen some of the creation through the process, he hadn't seen the finished product. They were doing the great reveal. And Corden swapped out the statue for a different Beckham with a huge chin real chunky bum.
Okay.
Nothing like Beckham, and then filmed Beckham's reaction. And Beckham's face absolutely dropped.
His face looked a bit like the statue, which was not good.
Yeah, much like his wife's face. It was kind of, he obviously wanted his good looks to be reflected.
Yes.
And he not so diplomatically questioned the artist what happened.
It's slightly different than what it was when I saw it in Chicago, though.
You know, but you know, we had the conversation, and I believe that what I did here is I've tried to capture you in motion.
Look at my chin. You know what? The only thing that's good is the hair, and that's about it.
You do have great hair, I got to tell you.
I know, but look at my bum.
Yeah, again, I'm telling you, that's in motion, that's how it looks.
It definitely doesn't look like that.
So that guy, the artist, is an actor? He sounded like one of Matt's characters.
Yes, he was. And Corden watched on from another room and they were all laughing. And all was fine when Corden revealed the prank to Beckham.
Sure.
But Beckham certainly did not find it as funny as everybody else.
No.
Even when it was all like, oh, it's a prank, ha ha. Yeah. Beckham was like,
Yeah. You pranked him and you've gone to the nerve there. You've hit the nerve of the guy's ego.
I think so. Yeah. Bigger ego than we thought.
Mm.
And guys, 5 years after Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin have announced their conscious uncoupling, Gwyneth may consider writing a book to help others do the same.
Both Chris and I have made a commitment to continue to love the things about each other that we've always loved and to really continue to develop our friendship and to find ways to continue to communicate. There's been a long process to it. At some point, maybe I'll write a book.
Please don't.
Really? I mean, I sort of think, why not? I mean, at this point, you know, it's 5 years later and they actually seem to be getting it right. You know, I mean, they do take family holidays together and they take, you know, they've both moved on and remarried and everything's cool.
Don't quite get the holidays together, but yeah.
Okay. As long as the first chapter starts with, okay, the best way to unconsciously couple, be really rich, super Hollywood actor and marry a super rich musician. Okay, have you done that? Now start reading.
And have a kid called Apple.
Come on, get out of town.
Maybe the book is a good move. Lots of people need the help and they seem to, okay,
well,
maybe.
It's therapy for Gwyneth, that's good.
It is. That's your daily juice.
Okay, well done. The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber. For all these years of the World Wide Web.
Well, today or yesterday it turned 30.
Yeah, this week, 30th birthday for the internet. Isn't that incredible?
I mean, it's weird because we're of the age that we remember what it was like before. Which, you know, for some of our younger audience, they'd be going, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'll give you two words, phone book.
Yeah, phone book, UBD, MacBook.
Yep, true.
You didn't have Siri telling you where to go.
No. I mean, I think I was 14 when we got the internet.
Yes. Right.
When we got the World Wide Web at home. And that was still obviously the dial-up and no one else could be on the phone in the house at the same time as you needed the internet.
That's right.
So if I wanted to do any study or... You know, I don't know if the things that were on the internet then were more factual than they are now.
They
it was probably more reliable.
Yeah, they probably were. And have you got that sound of the old dial-up?
Do we have to hear it again? It's like so... And you just put up with it and think... Because you thought you were pretty cool.
So you literally pulled your telecom, as it probably was, phone out.
Yeah.
And shoved in the other thing, the modem into the plug. And that's the sound it made. And you watched your screen load. in horizontal lines.
I used to sit there in my office, the front bedroom or my three bedroomer there in Ballarat. I think I was pretty cool because I had a computer, and we pay $1,400 or some ridiculous amount of money for a computer, like yeah. pretty basic computer, but it would cost so much. And sit there and go, I'm going to look at some websites tonight. And the websites were so clunky.
And we had no social media. So no. That was a good time, wasn't it? Yeah, remember that right. when everyone was happy?
Mm.
You know, back then, no social media, but we did have chat rooms.
Yes,
that
we did.
Was what it launched with, right. was like chat rooms where you just get into some strange space with people you didn't know and just make friends.
But it was safe.
Yeah, it was, I
Unless
guess,
you're hooked
yeah.
up.
And Tim Berners-Lee, who's credited as inventing the World Wide Web, was not necessarily going to call it that. At one point, it was going to be possibly called the Mine of Information or the Information Mine. So that was done in 1989, and we now have 4 billion of our 7 billion people using the internet.
Oh, wow. Oh. And Bill Gates was probably only worth a couple of billion dollars.
In those days.
That's a long time back,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is.
And the most popular websites in Australia now obviously kick off with Google.
Yes.
And we wonder why, because everyone's getting their information from the same source. So we're getting stupider.
It's become part of the culture, part of the vernacular, hasn't it?
Google, YouTube, Facebook, google.com.au, because just google.com wasn't enough.
Right.
eBay, and then, of course, the adult sites, they kick in around sixth place.
I'm surprised it's only six, to be honest with you.
but
it's funny, isn't it?
More people Googling than looking up porn, I'm guessing.
Yes.
You reckon?
But that, of course, you know, it's like so many things in life. It's both wonderful and dangerous.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wonderful to think that, you know, if you are interested in educating yourself on something you don't know about, that possibly that information is there, but dangerous because you're relying on the integrity of the people who are supplying that information.
True. And it has, there's so much fake news, so many fake stories, and so much sinister stuff on there. And let's not even start about the dark web, because it's another world again. But if you think about it, the world's become a smaller place because of it. But not necessarily in every way a better place.
No. And if you needed to take information with you anywhere, then you had to decide which volume of the Encyclopedia Britannica you would
take. That's right.
I used to rock up to work with a copy of the West Australian and a rock encyclopedia to talk about music. I mean, how bizarre is that?
Do you know? When I go and visit my mum, I often need to go to the toilet, surprise, surprise, and I take one of her World Book Encyclopedias.
I'm starting with Aardvark.
Yeah. You never stop learning.
You never stop learning. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday, World Wide Web.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Morning.
I will.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Now, my friends, we usually try and find something, you know, light, weird, entertaining for this little break.
We
here.
Do, yeah. Yep.
But this story isn't really funny. It's a bit sad, not in a kind of tears way, but just in a, oh, humanity, where are we going kind
of
way.
Pop back in 3 minutes.
Can you pop back in 3 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. That feeling that you're doomed, one of those stories?
Yeah, or that, you know, maybe it's time that we left the planet and gave it to the cockroaches.
Let the cockies, kind of
no.
Have a listen to this audio.
Okay. Let's get ready to rumble.
Yes.
Was he saying buffet or something?
He was saying buffet.
I heard in there crab legs.
Crab legs, crab legs. And food.
Okay. He was actually saying crab legs.
So this was, of course, because we film everything now. People film everything.
Yep.
This is in Queens, New York, where a full-scale melee has broken out.
Oh, dear.
Over the crab legs.
Oh, no. That was like a proper brawl?
It was a proper brawl, and we're talking families with kids.
My ribs, I understand, but crab legs?
God.
What's going on?
Apparently, there was a 10-year-old boy. Actually, I don't know if it was a boy or girl. Doesn't matter. 10-year-old kid standing there waiting for the next batch of crab legs to come in.
Sure.
An adult sidled up to the kid and went, "You've already had some."
Oh!
Nudged him or her out the way.
Yep.
And it all kicked off.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And you just look at, I mean,
to see humanity in its worst,
yeah,
you see that at a buffet anyway.
Pretty much. People,
without that's why we the have brawl. Sneeze guards.
That's right.
The fact oh. we even need that.
You know, this reminds me of, Manny, taking the kids, when they're little kids, to Sizzler salad bar, right?
Yes.
And you know when the bread and butter pudding gets a bit sloppy, a bit watery?
Yep.
So you're waiting for the girl to come with a new tray.
The new one.
And you know there's about eight people sitting at their seat watching, waiting for the new tray.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, it's good to have a good sort of core strength at that point in time.
Yes.
Where you get bumped off your game.
Well, that's exactly what happened here. And of course, you know, if that's not sad enough, you're watching this video that's FaceTiming live or whatever of people's misery and bad behaviour.
Yeah.
Also, that none of it's even actual crab legs.
Oh, see?
I mean, what are they fighting? They're going to be fighting over basically like slop.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Also, faux crab legs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a buffet. It's a buffet. You're not getting real crab,
no,
guys.
There might be faking in there as well.
Oh, yoy. Well, there you go.
Leave it to the cockroaches.
Leave it to the cockroaches.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Dale Alcock. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.